Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi and welcome. You're listening live here to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. And in today's show, I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got an amazing guest. As you can hear, I'm still full up with it. But I'm sure that things will go fine and things will be going well. And my guest today is Andrew D. Andrew, are you there with us?
I am, Mike. How are you, mate? Okay?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Well, that's the most difficult part out of the way. We can hear each other.
Well, I suppose that's always a good thing, isn't it, Andrew? Okay, well, yeah. Andrew, let's get this show under the way and let's talk a little bit about yourself a minute here. Tell me, how long have you been a medium for, Andrew?
Do you know what, Mike? It's one of those questions that my wife always says, I can never give her a straight answer, but that's rich, isn't it? But basically, Mike, I've always been aware of spirit and aware of the world of spirit. But realistically, I've only been practicing it and been developing properly for about the last 5 years or so, and I mean intensively developing that. So, you know, but like I said, I've always been aware of it, but actually sort of practicing is only about 5 years.
Okay. So, tell me, Andrew, what have you done over the 5 years of your work for the spirit world? You know, where is it taking you?
Well, I used to be in the Air Force, Mike, and I served 23 years. And it's strange because there was a friend of mine who was a medium sent to me, you know, I went for a reading off her one day and she said, you know, you get yourself to church and start developing. And I wasn't even quite sure what she meant. And literally I took myself along to the local church, which was down in the south of England, Swindon, which is just along the M4 from you. Yeah. And literally this guy was there, he was one of the mediums in the circle, and he said, you've got a message for somebody. I said, a what? He said, a message. So he, you know, he literally stood with me and he asked me a load of questions, and the information I gave out, somebody was able to take it, and he said, there you go, you're up and running. And that was it. So I was swiftly sent out to Iraq, so I couldn't do much work there. And then when I came back, I moved back home to Liverpool and quickly found out you know, where the local church was and went there to the development groups. But I've been very lucky where I am at the moment because there must be at least 10 churches within 10 miles or even 15 miles of where I live. Yeah. It really is a good area for churches. So literally I go around them all and now I serve the church, do church services, I do private readings, and here I am today with you.
Okay. Well, you know, Andrew, it's a wonderful thing working the churches because I still work the churches, you know?
Yeah.
Always have, and I probably always will. But I know that it's, you know, it's an exciting thing to work at churches because I believe it's a good foundation. It's where we start.
Yeah.
So it's where the, you know, the foundations, if you like, and we can build on those foundations to do whatever we feel we need to do, whichever way the spirit pushes us, or to do whatever we have to do in this way of life. But I know for me, you know, when I started working at church, I thought, this is it. You know, I've arrived. I'm doing exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
But then from there on, it sort of developed. And I don't know if you've been doing any specials there, Andrew, you know, that if the church has asked you to do a special. And I always remember a church asking me to do my first special. And I was really elated to think, oh my God, they've asked me to do a special, you know, and that was the reaction that they have had off me, you know?
Yeah.
And I suppose it's the same for you, isn't it? You know, it's an honor to be asked to do a, you know, a psychic supper or to do a demonstration, you know, more than the, just a church service, you know, a special, a ticket sale. And, you know, I thought to myself, it can't get any better than doing specials.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose from there on, it kind of went, to be asked to go and do a demonstration in a club, then into a pub, then into a theatre, then into a hall, and, you know, wow, absolutely amazing, isn't it? You know,
well, yeah, and the thing is as well that it's the way, and I really do feel this, it's the way that Spirit directs you as well. You know, like you said, you know, they want me to do a special, and, you know, before you know it, somebody's, for example, it was Beth, you know, I got chatting to her, and then I was invited down to her radio show, and different things have moved on from there, and literally, I bumped into you when I was down there, and like I said, here we are today, and, you know, things are very much, I feel, Spirit place things out there for you, yeah. For your development, for your experience, and even just some of the people you meet at the churches or wherever it might be, and they give you a different take on life, or, you know, you think to yourself, wow, I never thought about it that way, or I've been taught a lesson there, and sometimes it can be a harsh lesson as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, but from there on, for myself, as you, radio, I was a host on a different network before.
Oh, right.
Gave me a great foundation. I was on my network for, God, a year, it must have been a year, doing that radio show once a week. In fact, this time, every week I was doing that show. And then, lo and behold, here I am with my own network.
Yeah,
absolutely unbelievable, you know. It's like as if things fall into place for a reason. You know, I must add, it's not just my network, you know, it really isn't. It's, you know, there's another two gentlemen that takes great pride in this radio network with myself. So it's like a three-way thing. You know, our producer is absolutely fantastic. He works so hard behind the scenes, and, you know, he doesn't really get much chance to come on the air, really, but, you know, he really does. He takes all the callers, he lines them up, he deals with all the frustration sometimes, and because you can imagine, Andrew, you know, there's lots of people that wants to call in you tonight and I can't get through. You know, that must be a very taxing job that he has, and, you know, I take my hat off to him every single week. But then there's this other guy, which you've met Quincy.
Yes, I have, yeah.
You know, he has a show on here called The Captain Quincy Show. I don't know if you've heard that one. Oh, it is so funny. I love sitting in and listening to The Captain Quincy, and I'm laughing, you know, because I know what goes on. You know, it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It starts in one direction and it ends up completely on something else, you know. But it's the way that Quincy runs his show. That's The Captain Quincy Show. And I'm sure that as we go on through this show that you're going to hear ads about The Captain Quincy Show, because I know I'm looking forward to that. And that's every Thursday. You know, and the wonderful thing, Andrew, about working for the spirit world for me, it's getting the satisfaction. I don't know about the same with you, is it?
Well, yeah, you're not wrong, Mike. If I can just give you, for instance, I was across, if you're familiar with Liverpool, you'll know the River Mersey, and I was across the other side of the Mersey last night, Friday night, and it was doing a psychic supper. And I was sat at my table, and, you know, it was going, in my own words, it was going quite well. And the last lady I came to, I really, really struggled. And, you know, it goes like that, you know, there was just not anybody that came through. She couldn't accept anything they said or didn't recognize them, or there was just snippets. And I said, in the end, I just apologized. And I said, and I apologized to the whole table. I said, it can go like this. Sometimes you never know why. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I was having a drink afterwards, a cup of tea, and the lady came up to me and she said, can I ask you a question? And I said, of course. And as large as life, her husband stepped in. And I said, your husband was a butcher, wasn't he? And she stared back. And I'd never even thought about it, that perhaps he didn't want what he had to say to be divulged to five other people around the table. And the information that came out when we were just sat talking one-to-one over a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And she said to me, you've made my day. I said, well, why? She said, because I thought you couldn't get anything. I said, well, actually, I said, your husband knew what he was doing. And he said, he certainly taught me. I said, well, you know, one to remember. So that in itself was a great upliftment, because I struggled thinking it was me personally, you know, I was struggling with a link. And it wasn't at all. It was him controlling, you know, what was going on, which was great stuff, I thought. Yeah, a real buzz.
It's sometimes that we must remember, isn't it, you know, that even though that we are the captain of our own ships, you know, the spirit world has a big take on what happens here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah.
It is that other party called the spirit world, and that's who we work for, isn't it, you know? And without them being there and giving us the information, then we can't do it. Simple as, you know?
Well, I always find it interesting that sometimes when you're doing a private reading for somebody, and that, you know, they can accept totally that the person is there, who they are, the evidence you've given them to prove who it is, and you might even describe a situation around them. And I always say, I can't tell you what to do with your life, but here's some information to help you make a decision from, for example, you know, long lost, you know, grandpa or grandma. And you see them months later and they said, oh, no, I didn't do that. I was doing what I wanted. I thought, well, you know, you can't tell people what to do, but if the grandmothers and grandfathers were here on the earth plane, would they have asked them for advice and gone their own way anyway? So I think it's an interesting concept that they like to know people are there, people are watching, but I think they like another take on life, and perhaps it gives them that balance and the ability to perhaps make an informed decision.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I hope you kept up with that anyway, Mike.
I did, yes. You know, yeah. But it's right, you know, Andrew, that, yeah. You know, it's all things that we can, you know, take in this life. But it's what the spirit world has put in front of us. It's what we have to work with, isn't it, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
As you say, you know, if it's not meant to come out that time, or if it comes through as an example. You know, so, sometimes, you know, for myself, when I'm working, sometimes it's like... it's kept under wraps, so only the person understands what you're saying, but yet everybody else hasn't got a clue.
Well, you'll know as well, Mike, that sometimes you haven't got a clue yourself. And I say to them, I said, I hope you know what I'm talking about, because I don't. And it's almost like a code, you know, and it's, as you said, it's wrapped up in such a way that they know exactly what you're on about and what you're referring to, even down to some finer detail. But, you know, yourself, you're just there to pass it on.
Of course, I mean, that's what the word medium is to do, isn't it?
Of course.
Mediate, you know?
Between, yes, yeah.
But you are the middleman, you know? It doesn't make us anything special. You know, I'm no special. Andrew, certainly not, you know? I'm just Mike Davis from Caerphilly, you know, in South Wales.
Yeah.
You know, who goes out to work every day, lays bricks, and comes home and do what I do over the evening time, because it's my enjoyment, it's my hobby, it's what I love to do. And I suppose it's the same way for yourself, isn't it? You know, that we have to live our lives as well.
Well, you've hit on a good point there, Mike. When you say, you know, you go home, you lay bricks. What about the guys who work with you? I mean, do they understand it? I mean, or are they surprised, especially in the tough world of, you know, builders? And they probably think the last thing that probably hasn't even occurred to them that mediums exist, or no disrespect to any builders or brickies out there, but, you know, the guy that lays bricks every day, you know, is doing this over a weekend and working in churches.
Well, yeah, that's a touchy subject, Andrew.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes, don't get me wrong, you know, years ago, remember now, I've been doing this 19 years now, Andrew, you know, it's not something I've been just fallen into.
Yeah.
And in the very beginning, it was difficult because, you know, I'd have people saying to me, you know, is this right what you're doing? Is, you know, you're just talking to dead people and all the rest of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I battled through all that because I knew my beliefs were right. I knew that what I had was correct.
Of course.
So I got through it all. You know, when I become a little older, because remember I was 17, you know. I was a young lad at that time, you know, where being the apprentice on site, it was known for the all about to take the mick out of you, you know. It was known for that. That's what it was all about. You know, let's pick on the apprentice. I give him so much thing to pick on me about because of what I do, I suppose. And they did it, and I just thought, oh, well, never mind. They do what they do. I'll do what I want to do. You know, this is my life, and I'll control it the way I want it to be controlled. But, you know, as time went on, a lot of my friends that I worked with accepted me, accepted what I was doing. They started coming to the events that I was going to and doing. Now, to be honest with you, now, Andrew, I don't work as in, like, a big, massive team like I used to. It's just a small little team. Goes around and we build conservative bases for a company, which I'm not going to say what company it is because, you know, free advertising, let's not go there. But, you know, I work for a company that I actually go out and build conservative bases for them. So it's just, you know, two or three of us. And, yeah, you know, the boys know what I do. They understand what I do. But they don't interfere. You know, they sometimes ask me questions about it. They sometimes, well, tell me, Mike, what's all this about? How does this work, you know? And I'll explain to them, and that's at the end of conversation, you know. So it used to be a bit difficult sometimes, Andrew, but these days, you know, it's secondly. Yeah. Mike does what he does. I mean, even some of the managers in the company I work for come along now. The one keeps asking for free tickets everywhere I'm going because, you know, it was only a couple of a few weeks ago I was doing a pilot show for a TV. Work and he was there, you know, the manager from the company I works for was there, which was nice to have him there. And then the next day, you know, as you can imagine, I was in a, you know, a suit, shirt and tie. The next day I was in a dirty working pair of jeans and a scruffy rip top and work the next day. And he said to me, I don't understand you. How can you go from one thing to another? And I said, because it's simple, because I've been doing it for such a long time. It's the most simplest thing. Yeah. That I can do, you know, because it's easy, you know, and that's the way that I say it. It's easy. Yeah. It's easy to break from one thing to another because it's what I've done for the last 19 years. It's how I've let it work. If you can digest that and understand what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and especially as such a young lad as well, age 17. You know, as you mentioned, we're building on a building site. Being the apprentice, and there's so many other things to contend with in life at that age, at 17. And, you know, I think you're a brave man as well, you know, because it would be easy to keep it under wraps and not mention it at all. But to mention it and then sort of weather the storm as well, you know, to pat on the back there, Mike, I think.
Well, thank you very much. It didn't sound like a pat on the back at the time, but, you know, it was
pat on the back. Pat on the back from me.
Well, as I said, you know, it was right. Anyway, Andrew, I think we need to go to commercial break right now.
Okay.
Before I do, let me call out some numbers. So if people want to ring in to get some readings off us or they want to ask us a question, then they're more than welcome. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call on outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'll be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm. For a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Oh, and didn't I tell you, you will hear the Captain Quincy's ads there, Andrew.
I've worked that one out now.
Okay, well, I've just got another one to play just quickly. So let me just press this and see where we go.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm,
the home of the People's Psychic.
Well, that was a brand new artist, first time being played, Andrew, and you know, you're the first person to hear that.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Was that the Sweet Mannix again, was it?
Oh, that was my children.
Really?
That was my three little angels. You know, that was only recorded yesterday, and bless the little arts. I think they've done a very fantastic, superb job.
Was it a take-in one, was it, or were you there for quite a while?
I can't divulge that information to you. Let's not go there. It didn't take us that long. You know, we did do a few more because, there is a few more shows up and coming here, right here on Mike's for .fm. So, you know, all tune in. All the information is going to be on the website for all the new shows. I think there's two, maybe three new ones starting. I think it's this coming Tuesday. All the information will be on www.mikespirit.fm. So keep your eyes peeled because that's where the latest news will be from there. But Andrew, let's go to the phone lines because I know that we have people online right now. I do believe that we have Andy online. Andy, are you there with us?
I'm here. Hello?
Hi, Andy. May I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Okay, from Florida. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I'd just like to get any insights from the other side.
Okay. Andrew, it's all over to you, mate.
Okay, thanks, Mike. And hi, Andy. How are you today, okay?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, and is it bright and breezy today in Miami, Florida?
It absolutely is. It's very nice weather. I'm outside right now.
Oh, well, I'll swap it. I'm inside with the fire on. So. Right, okay. Right, Andy, what have we got here for you? Right. I've got a basic geography of the States. But, Andy, I want to take you further back up towards, and I'm going to say, where are we? I think it's the eastern seaboard up towards New York, that direction. Would you understand? And if you just say yes or no for me, please, Andy. And that's all I need is a voice vibration. But I want to be taken further up north as though people migrated down to Florida. Would you understand where I'm coming from with that?
No, not yet.
Right, okay, not a problem. Right, okay, I'm just trying to get somebody in at the moment. Right, I've got a gentleman joining me at the moment, Andy, and this gentleman's making me aware of, and I feel very much like, I want to say that this gentleman is a grandfather, and that's what I feel at the moment. And I feel this gentleman is on your mother's side, but you've got to bear in mind as well, it could even be a great-grandfather. This gentleman is, even though I've got a bit of a cold today, this gentleman is making me aware of that he would have suffered with his breathing and that he would have suffered trying to get his breath. And that's the way I feel at the moment, though my chest is very, very raspy. But he's also making me aware of that he would have suffered. My hands have gone very cold now. And he's making me aware that he would have suffered with circulation, and especially in his fingers and his toes, and he would have had to have rubbed his... And he's making me do it now, rub my hands to try and get the circulation back into my hands. Would you understand this at all?
Yes, my grandfather has passed, yeah, from my mother's side.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just trying to work with him now. Because he's definitely talking about the circulation in his feet and in his legs. And, you know, he's making me aware that, in fact, he's got me rubbing my legs now. But let's quickly move on. Right, Andy, he's making me aware at the moment that a business decision to make. And you're looking for changes around your business or, I want to say, your business dealings. And it's almost like you're not sure whether you should make this leap of faith into the unknown. Would you understand where he's coming from with this dilemma of where to go next in business? Would that make sense to you? Hello? Are you still there, Mike?
Yeah,
yes, I'm
still
here.
All right, okay.
I'm still here.
Okay, would you understand that, Andy? Would you understand a dilemma regarding business at all? Would that make sense to you?
A little bit.
Right, okay then. But he's also... Right, okay. Right. I feel very much for you at the moment, Andy, and what your grandfather's telling me. But I've also got the name Gerard here as well that I want to give you. And what he's explaining to me is that I've got concerns around the house, and I want to say a change in environment, even a change in house. But I feel as though you are looking to expand and move forward, and I want to say almost looking for a home, a change around the home front as well. But it's a case of balancing finances and seeing if you've actually, would all that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, right. But he's also making me aware of you looking at potentially a second job in order to provide extra income. Would you understand that as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what he's saying here is, Andy, that, and don't ask me why, but he keeps taking me to a ranch, and I don't know why that is, so I'll leave that with you, see if you can understand that.
What is it, a ranch?
No, sorry, he was just showing me a ranch at the moment, but I'll leave that with you. But in terms of what he's telling me is that you need to think about not burning the candle at both ends, if you understand that saying. I don't think that's just an English saying. And what he's telling me to is, it's okay going out to get the extra income, but he said, you know, you've got to make the difference between working to live and living to work, if you understand that. And he's saying that you've got to pace yourself, otherwise there's a possibility here that, you know, you could end up pushing yourself too far. And he's looking for you just to slow down a little bit, but also look at the what's ahead of you and what information you've got. Because he's telling me at the moment you are forging ahead, but you need to slow down a little bit, take stock, and then look at where you go next rather than charging ahead. So if I could just leave that with you, and he's just saying make sure that you slow down and look at all the information that's available to you. So if I can leave that with you, Andy, thanks for calling.
Okay, well, thank you, Andy. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Now, let's go back to the phone lines. I believe that we have Valerie online next. Valerie, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and may I ask
you
where
you're
calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I just want to see what... I was very close to one of my ex-wife's grandma. We were very close, and she passed away.
Okay, don't tell me no more now. Okay, don't tell me no more. Don't tell us no more, okay? Not always the ones that we want to come through will come through, okay? But I will do my very best with you and link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, before I go into this meeting, I want to just mention, because I'm looking in the chat room, and there's people saying that that they don't believe this is a live show. I can assure you, everyone, this is a live show. We're live with me and Andrew right now doing readings, and particularly with Valerie. So, Valerie, let me get going here, because I know that I'm aware of a lady in the spirit world who wants to connect here with me. I know that this lady, she wants me to say to you that she was quite short when she was here with us. I want to say maybe around the 5'5", 5'6", when she was here with us. I believe I need to say to you that before she passed on to the spirit world, that she would have suffered in her body before she passed, because she makes it aware that her body would have given up on her long before she ever wanted it to. She tells me that she would have been there with her just before she left this life, because she says to you that she tried to give you words of wisdom. She tried to give you encouragement before she passed. And she tells me that there was lots of tears there. So there was lots of hurt, lots of upset, lots of tears. Do you understand this, Valerie?
Yeah.
Okay. And would I be right in saying this is the one that you wanted? This is the one that you wanted to come through? Has come through?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to bring forward you, that she has come through because you've asked for her to be here tonight. And she tells me here that she's been in your life quite a lot of late there. And she says to me that you've been feeling quite down with inside yourself at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. She tells me that you feel as if things are going wrong in your life right now. Do you understand her that?
Yeah.
And she says to me that you're actually looking to the spirit world for some direction right now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she says to me that you are aware of the spirit world yourself. Can you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because she says to me that you know of when they're trying to communicate with you. You know of when they're trying to link with you. She says to me that you feel it sometimes. You feel the sensation around you, particularly, let's go to your back. So do you, what have you written saying that you feel like a sensation that goes down your back sometimes? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, because that's just her way of saying to me here, you tell her that that's when I'm there with her, okay? So I know that when this happens, that's when she is linking there with you. That's when she's bringing her love forward here for you. She tells me that I need to talk to you about finances for some reason. Would you understand if I said to you that there's finances, that there's either some difficulty and or you're wanting something different with finances?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to bring forward here, that she talks to me about finances, okay? Now, I do believe I need to say that you've been applying for something. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
That I should what?
That you've been applying for something. You've been either applying for a new job or you've been applying for you understand, Good.
Yeah,
because
I
know she tells me that you've been applying for something, and it's her way of proving to you that she's around your life, okay? Now, she says you've got to stop disbelieving yourself. You have to stop disbelieving that they're not with you. They're very much about your vibration. Do you understand this? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know I need to say here to you, Valerie, okay? Never mind, no matter what, they're always going to walk in this life with you, okay? No matter what, they will all walk in this life with you. Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling you, Valerie. Okay, and remembering, if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the archives a little bit later, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, I know I need to go to a short commercial break again, you're Andrew, so bear with us a second. Let me call out the numbers if you want to call in, and the numbers you need to call in on it, 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and welcome back if you've just joined us or if you've just tuned in. Never mind which way you listen to us, either in MikeSpirit.fm or even in Blog Talk Radio, you are more than welcome. And today's guest is Andrew D. Andrew, thank you for coming on to the show, mate.
Okay, Mike. Thanks for inviting me.
You've already done a lovely reading, and you're going to get ready to do another lovely reading?
Yeah, it's Lisa, isn't it, again? Next?
Yes, it's Lisa. Lisa, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Lisa. May I ask where you're calling from?
Florida.
From Florida. Okay, Andrew, it's all over to you.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. How are you today? Okay.
Okay.
I'm just I still have to say, Mike, I'm still amazed that I've not been using Skype that long, and you know, we just literally hook up with people from all over the place, and it's like they're right next door. That's fantastic, it is.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Technology moves on so quick, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'll say. Right, Lisa, what have I got for you? I'll tell you what I have got, Lisa. I've got a dog that's literally just jumped in here, and I know that we all sort of understand most breeds of dogs, but I'm going to just sort of describe this dog. It's almost like, I would say, knee high or just less than, mind you, that depends how tall you are. I'm 6'5", so this dog, I imagine, you know, I'd say he's an average size, sort of scruffy, black, salt and pepper coloured dog, black and grey dog. And he just literally leapt in here and sort of jumped up to me. And I feel very much aware that this dog wanted to make itself known to you. But I feel as well, Lisa, that people would have actually called this dog Scruffy or would have referred to him as Scruffy. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay, well, okay, I'm gonna ask him to leave because I can only give you, you know, what I get. But with that, the dog brings in a lady, and I feel that this lady would have been mid to late 70s, and I want to say 75 to 76 when she passed. And she's making me aware, right now, I feel very much like this lady is on a generation of grandmothers. And only because of the way she's dressed. But she's asked me to say that her hair is pulled back into what we would describe as a bun at the back. So her hair is pulled tight back and tied at the back. But she's making me aware as well that she did like to, I won't say bake or cook, because she's actually got a mixing bowl under her arm. Would you understand this with one of your grandmothers?
I didn't know either one of my grandmothers. They both passed before I was born.
Right, okay. Well, I'll ask you for something that you can understand. Right. I'll tell you what you show me at the moment, Lisa. It's a bunch of keys. But she's making me aware that these keys are not have recently been handed to you. Would you understand where a bunch of keys is significant and just being handed to you? And I feel as though somebody has passed either a house onto you, or that's my guess. But would you understand where the bunch of keys is significant to you?
Nobody gave me a house. No, I wish they did.
Oh, okay. But would you? Okay, I'll ask her again. Right.
I
what she's telling me.
I just moved into a new apartment, but I don't like it here.
You don't like? Oh, well, don't tell me too much. But I think that would fit, because I did say, I think I mentioned about whether he had moved or not, or whether somebody had passed a house on, but I felt it was to do with a house move, so perhaps we missed that bit there. But not only are the keys significant with your recent apartment move, Lisa, I feel as well, she's telling me here, that there are a number of opportunities that are opening up for you, doors that are opening up, and you're not actually quite sure which direction to go in. And I feel this is on a work front as well, that where you are, would you understand that?
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job.
Okay, thank you. And what she's telling me is that your qualifications are relatively specialized is a very it's a special word in itself, but your qualifications, if you like, only limit you to what you can actually do. Would that make sense?
I have a lot of qualifications.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I know you've got a lot. But would you understand where you're relatively specialized in what you do in? You can't just walk into any job tomorrow. You've got to look in a certain career field. Would you understand that?
Well, I'm going to school at night in the medical field, but I can't get a job yet until I've got my degree. That's probably what she's talking about.
Okay, well, that's fairly specialized, isn't it? Medical medical degree,
yeah.
Isn't it? Okay, thank you. And that's what she's telling me at the moment, that she knows you're frustrated at the moment in that you feel as though you're not moving forward as quickly as you want or as quickly as you like. But we have a saying here in England called, and we say, needs must. And what she means by that is that, unfortunately, you've got to do what we call the donkey work, which is the hard work, in order to gain, to reach that end state and to reach that end of, you know, that, I think you might call it gameplay. And that's the bit that you're not enjoying at the moment. But what she's also telling me is, we also say here, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I'm sorry I'm using all this English terminology, but what it's saying is you need to inject a bit more fun in your life, because she's telling me that you've got your nose in the books. A little bit more than you actually need to. And she's telling me you don't trust your own instincts. And there's a little bit of a confidence factor here. And she's telling me that you are actually better than you think you are. And she just wants you to have that confidence to move forward and to believe in yourself, so that, you know, you don't have to have your nose in the books all the time. There is time. And she's saying Friday nights, you know, you can at least go out one Friday night and have a few drinks with friends, or even just socialize with them. And that will actually be better than more studying. That will be almost like recharging your batteries, and you'll find yourself working so much better for it. And just before she goes, because the world of spirits always do like to leave us something nice, she's telling me about, would you understand, where when you were younger, there was a swing you had in your backyard that you fell off. I feel as though one of the ropes on the swing snapped. Would you understand that?
Don't remember that. I mean, I think my brother, when we were younger, I think one of us did fall off a swing. I don't know if it was me or him.
Right, okay. Well, she just wanted to bring that memory in for you. All I could see was some kids on the swing and falling off and grazing their knees. So if I can just leave, would you understand the name Peggy as well?
No.
Okay, then. It's just a name I heard being called for you. So if you can watch out for that for me, and I'll leave the love of spirit with you. Thanks, Lisa, and thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lisa. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines in just one second. But let me just say again, it seems to be the same problem here, Andrew, where people think the show is not live.
Why? Do they need a time check, Mike?
Well, I think maybe that could be an option. It's 8:42, and it's, so I don't even know what date this is. It's the 13th, 2011, and, you know, perfect, isn't it? You know, Andrew, actually, I'm looking at the chat room, and all I can see is that Mike is a Rooney lookalike. Now, Andrew, we have met. Now, come on, I don't look like Wayne Rooney, do I?
No, he's well, what can I say, Mike?
No. Not the way you only look alike.
Yeah. You look like his good-looking brother. That's what it is, Mike.
Oh, well, that's okay then. No, I can assure people that we are live right here in Blog Talk Radio, or even in mikespirit.fm, whichever way you want to listen. You're more than welcome, and please do call in. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call an outside of the USA, it's definitely a Rooney lookalike. See, they talk in the chat room again. Or if call an outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I do believe I have Holly online. Holly, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you. May I ask where you're calling from there, Holly?
Where I'm calling from, Seattle.
From where, sorry?
Seattle, I think.
I'm from Seattle.
Seattle, okay. And may I ask you, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, my brother passed away on July 3rd. I'm just saying maybe he has a message.
Okay. Now, I can't guarantee that your brother will come through, okay, but I will do my very best here to link to the spirit world and see what comes of that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Now, first of all, okay, now, as I said, we can't guarantee if them people are going to come through, but first of all, I've got a lady in the spirit world.
Okay.
Well, I believe this lady is like your mum a minute, because I'm feeling it's like a mum. And I want to say that you, that as this, so first of all, do you understand your mum for me in the spirit world?
Kind of.
Okay. Now, if I say to you that, as I'm aware of this lady, that she makes you feel like your mum, I want to say that you, that as she comes through here to me at the moment, I feel as if I need to say to you that she would have suffered with her stomach. I believe it's like a cancerous kind of a condition, the way that she makes me feel. I believe it's like a cancer. I want to say that you, that, that when she passed, it was quite sudden, because it's like it wasn't expected. I know that... okay, see, she keeps saying it just wasn't expected. Nobody knew. So I want to say to you that nobody knew that she had this problem, or nobody realized that she had this problem. But I know that when she passed, that it was quite sudden home to the spirit world, and it was very quick, and she says to me, nobody knew. But I know, I want to say to you that she comes through with a great deal of lots of love, lots of upliftment, lots of encouragement to a few. And I believe that's what I want to put around your vibration. This, would you understand of this lady here to me, Holly?
I think so, but is she slender, skinny?
Okay. See, I want to say to you that you would have, that you wouldn't have been throughout her life, but right at the end, I believe yes, she would have lost a bit of weight and would have made it quite slight to her build.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Good. Okay. Because I know that she's you. Go on. Sorry.
I'm wondering if it's my stepchildren's grandmother, Sarah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. She, you know, if she is your grandmother, then that's fine. Okay. If I say to you that she suffered with her hands and her wrists before she passed, would that make sense there to you?
No, I'm not sure. No.
Okay. Well, I know that this lady is around my life at the moment, okay, and she wants me to link around your vibration. Now, I know that she wants me to say that you, that in your life at the moment, that you feel as if things are getting on top of you a little. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And you feel as if it's like that whatever you're doing, that you're fighting this big bad world yourself. You feel as if there's a little bit of a lack of support around you. People could be doing more for you because I believe that it's like, you know, why do I have to do it all myself? Do you understand this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's good. Okay, because I know that she understands what's going on around your life here, okay? Now, I know that, I know the first question that you asked me was about your brother that hasn't long passed, okay? Now, what are you right in saying, this was an accident that took him home to the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm aware that there's an accident. I know that I want to say to you that there's, like, impact, because I'm believing it's, like, sudden. I want to say to you that when I passed, it was very quickly on to the spirit world. I want to say
yes.
to you that, and I believe that my passing was at the moment of impact. Do you understand this?
Say the last word. I didn't hear you good.
That my passing was at the moment of impact.
Yes, he crashed his plane.
Okay, that's fine, because I know it's impact. I know that it's,
yeah.
This is how I would have passed. Now, would I be right in saying that he had family? Because I want to say, I want to talk to my family.
Yes, I'm his sister.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
But but there would have been others there as well. Is that right?
Yes, his mom and his other sister and stepmom.
Okay. Now, he wants me to say that to you about tell his family, okay, that he's okay. So even though that's, as you say, that you're his sister, which is perfect and which is fine, but can you tell the rest of the family that he's come through here today, because he wants to be recognized and remembered? Would you understand if I said to you that it's important why he comes through tonight to you, Holly? Is that right? It's important?
Yeah, it's important to me.
Okay, that's good, because he says to me, it's important, okay? I need to be here. I need to build my communication. Need to get my connection across. So I know that he is there with you. I know that he is doing his best from where he is to make his link to the spirit world. He tells me that you've been building yourself up to call into the show. So would I be right in saying that it's been like that you've been waiting to call into the show for something, or you've been waiting to have a reading with him? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because he says to me that he's been there with you as you've been waiting, to have this communication. He says to me that, you know, he's been waiting patiently for you to take that step. And he says to me that now you've taken that step, he's now able to build that communication. He's able to work right there with you, okay?
Oh,
excuse me a
great.
Minute, okay? Now, he wants me to say to you that, that there's things around the home. Now, let me talk to you about your home, okay? Because if I go into your home, now, you would understand for me if I said to you that there's all sorts of things happens around your home sometimes, like as if there's... there's some kind of activity around your home, isn't there?
Yeah, we've had activity, spiritual activity, yes.
Okay, that's fine, because I know I want to say to you that he talks about the activity that's around the home, okay? And again, I'm not saying that he's doing that, but it's his way of saying to you that he understands what's going on, okay? He knows what's going on, and you know, it's his way of proving to you that... You know, he hasn't gone anywhere. He's just in the next dimension of life. He says to me that he likes the new home. Would you understand if I said to you about that you've changed the look of your home or you've changed the move things around your home? You've done something different with your home, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, again, it's just his way of proving to you that he's around your life, okay? He says to me there's no need to have any more tears anymore. You understand that there's been lots of tears, lots of hurt, lots of upset?
Yeah, it's hard to lose him.
Okay, that's fine. Well, know that he's around your life here, Holly, okay? Know that he's very much in your vibration. He's going to do everything that he possibly can to allow you to know that he's there. He'll come through as many times as he possibly can there for you, okay? But what he wants you to see here, too, is that, you know, hold your head up high. There's nothing more that you could have done there for him or his family, but please let his family know, the rest of the family know, that he is fine and well where he is. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I will.
Good. Okay. I don't know why, but obviously that we're on radio, I can't see you, but he says to me that he likes the blue on you. Would you understand if I said to you that you're wearing blue now then?
Yeah, it was blue and tan.
Okay, that's fine, because he says, tell her I like the blue on her, okay? And again, it's his way of proving to you that he's around your vibration. So please take his love. Know that he's very much around you. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in. And remembering you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay.
Bye.
Bye now. Andrew, before we take the next call, I know that I need to go to another commercial break here. but if people want to call in, it's full time. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Hi. We're the Sweet Manic, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
Okay, and welcome back if you've just joined us or if you just tuned in. Whichever way you listen to us, either in MikeSpirit.fm or even in Blog Talk Radio, you're more than welcome. You've got to excuse me, follow up with a cold, still got my cold, as you would have been listening last week and last Thursday that I could hardly speak. I'm just hoping that my voice is going to hold out for another hour, but let's just hope that it stays there. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone line here, Andrew, and I do believe that we have Cara online next. Cara, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Hi, everybody.
Yeah,
hi,
Cara.
Hi. My ears started burning like 30 seconds ago, so I got excited. I was like, maybe I'll be able to get on today. So thank you very much.
That's okay. No problem at all. Cara, I know sometimes it can be very difficult, you know, to actually get through here to us. But, you know, we do apologize for that. If you have been trying for a while, But never mind, you're here, we are here. And may I ask where you're calling from there, Cara?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Okay, and okay, Andrew, it's all over to you. You seem to be getting all of Florida people here tonight.
Yeah, yeah. How are you, Cara? How's things today?
Oh, it's feeling good. Having fun in the chat room, having fun talking to everybody, and this is my first time listening to the show, so I'm pretty excited.
Ah, right. So who is it that's going on about the cake then? There seems to be a lot of talk going on about cake on the chat room.
I said that when I first started listening to the show, I thought it was like a big slice of chocolate cake that you get like from a restaurant, like completely indulgent and wonderful on a chilled plate. And so anyway, then a couple of the buddies in the room said that they'd rather have carrot cake. So there's a debate, and Mike is now carrot cake. So.
Well, people with carrot cake, yeah, Andrew, you know, it's got to be better than, it's got to be better than, like, I suppose, broccoli cake, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, I am not in lust for Mike. Okay.
Oh, right.
On the blog, somebody said I was in lust for Mike. Okay.
Right, okay.
Well, listen, Cara, let's quickly see what we've got for you.
Okay.
Cara, would you do you know what? I mean, you've got a very high energy there, which I'm picking up on. But would you understand? I'm being shown a car at the moment, and it's a yellow car. But to me, it looks like a racing car, almost like the type that you see at a drag strip. Would you understand that somebody around you or somebody that you know would have been into that sort of scene, the sort of drag racing or the street racing scene, and they would have...
They would have what?
They would have tuned their cars so that they looked fantastic and they didn't look like any other car that was about. Would you understand that?
Well, two things. My husband's downstairs right now working on our car that definitely does not look like a sports car. But my daughter is named after Kimi Räikkönen of Formula One Racing. So maybe that's part of where it's picking up. So
right.
It could go either way, but yes.
Right, okay then. Right, let's see.
You would love
a
car like that, though. That makes perfect sense.
Right, okay, let's see what we've got here for you. Right then. Right, I've got a gentleman stepping in here, Cara, and he's making me very much aware. He was showing me this car, and I tell you what, I'm looking at a racetrack. I'm looking at the what we call floodlights, you know, the big lights on the stand
mm-hmm.
that light up the track. And this car, it definitely looks like it's built for drag racing. But what this gentleman is telling me at the moment is that, right, that's starting to make more sense now. He's telling me that, and I'll try and find out exactly who he is in a minute. I hear the word uncle being called, but he's telling me that, for a little bit too long, you have lived life in the fast lane, I want to say you've been living life in the fast lane. Would you understand this?
I would definitely understand that because I've been working so much on my endeavors, especially this last few days.
Don't tell me too much.
Okay.
Don't tell me too much because the reason is, Cara, is because I will listen to what you're saying, and then my brain will automatically try and make sense of it.
Okay.
I'm trying to just listen to what you're being told, so no offense there. Right, okay,
no problem.
So thank you for that. So you've been living life in the fast lane, so to speak. But this includes your socializing as well, that you've tried to – what he's telling me is – and I'm going to come back to him and find out who he is. He's been telling me that not only have you been trying, you've mentioned your work endeavors, but you've been trying to please everybody. And by that, I mean on the social scene, in work, at home, friends, family. And you tell me that you spread yourself a little bit too thin recently in trying to give a piece of yourself out to everybody and keep everybody happy. Would you understand that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, then. Right. Now, this gentleman... would you understand the name Robert at all?
Hold on. I would understand it, not necessarily with my uncle, but
no.
I do understand it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, sorry, I should have said. He's just calling the name Robert, but you would understand Robert.
Yes.
Now, this gentleman, I feel, is your dad's brother who would have passed away with a cancerous condition, or a condition that would have slowly deteriorated him. You know, he would have gradually drifted away and then eventually passed away. But would you understand this with your dad's brother, the way he passed?
Not exactly my dad's brother, but maybe my mom's brother.
Okay, thank you. But like I said, I did hear brother, but as long as you can accept that, thank you. So that would make more sense with your mom's brother, would it?
Yeah, I feel very strongly that it must be the person I'm thinking of.
Okay, thank you. And what he's telling me is that towards the end, because I need to prove who he is for you, he's telling me that towards the end, his eyesight would have suffered in that if he didn't go blind, his eyesight was very poor. Would this make sense?
You know, I would actually have to do some research on that. But I will keep it in mind.
Okay, thank you. Right, I'm just going to ask him for one more general thing that I hope fits with you so that we can put this one to bed. He's explaining to me, I'm going to come back to the living life in the fast lane in a second, but I quickly want to talk about your childhood. Now, he's telling me that he's telling me that you very much brought yourself up or almost educated yourself in the ways of the world. Would you understand this? That
absolutely.
You went and found out a lot of things for yourself. And especially I want to say, and he's laughing now, and what he's talking about is the birds and the bees here, where he said, nobody told you anything, and, you know, you just had to figure things out for yourself. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And he's just chuckling about that because he's telling me that your family, especially your mum and dad, are quite a conservative family, aren't they? And you've sort of, I want to say, you are from a slightly different mould. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that. But talking about the way things are at the moment, and you've given me a brief description of what's going on at home and the people around you at the moment. But he's telling me, you seem to entertain everybody else, don't you?
Yeah, I try to.
You try to? Yeah, and
yes.
everybody else knows this as well. You know, Cara will sort it, Cara will do it. And what he's telling me is, he said, you need to take your foot off the gas. And I want to say, let somebody else do the running around for you. And he just pointed out to me, if you decided not to get out of bed in the morning, the world would carry on turning. It doesn't need Cara to function. The world doesn't need Cara to function. And I mean that in the nicest possible way,
mm-hmm.
in that you can afford to stay in bed in the morning and things will still happen. And you might even get breakfast brought to you in bed, because suddenly there'd be a big hole where people have expected you to be there. Would that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and what he's telling me, just try it. I know you will be itching to get out of bed, and you love being in control, and you love to be the conductor of the orchestra, but hey, have a day off, give yourself a break, and let somebody else share the burden for a change. So can I just leave that with you, Cara?
Yes, I have one very important thing to ask maybe you could help with. It's very short, a good friend of mine recently came into my life, and he actually tried to commit suicide 2 weeks ago. Is what I'm doing for him right now as a friend, is that divinely happening? Because we seem very close. BFF already.
Sorry, you broke up slightly there, Cara. So you're saying that somebody tried to kill themselves 2 weeks ago, and what was the
mm-hmm.
rest?
And we became we've become best friends since then.
Uh-huh.
We're in a brother sister relationship almost. And
uh-huh.
I just want to know if that's kind of like a divinely orchestrated thing that happened. Not that he tried to kill himself, but that we have suddenly become very good friends.
Right. What I'll say to you there, Cara, is I'm not going to ask Spirit to, because I don't think we need Spirit to give you that answer. What I will say is, and from my experiences, is that people do come into each other's lives. And what I want to say to you and this guy might well have hit it off, and you've done a lot for him, and you've perhaps given him a reason to go on. But I always say to people that people think, and don't read this the wrong way, but people think that if a relationship comes to an end, whatever type of relationship it is, a friendship or whatever, that it's bad. But I always say, and the answer to your question about the divinely orchestrated thing, that you could have come into this guy's life for a very special reason and helped him through to overcome certain obstacles. And at some point, you know, that could become a lifetime friendship that you will always blend and work together. But I'm also saying is that people come together for a reason and they part for a reason. And that's the way the world works. It's worlds within worlds. And I would say to you, go for it, enjoy it, make the most of it, because it is there for a reason. And I think you've got a lot to learn from this guy as well, because I think he's got things he wants to share with you that will make you look at your life in a different way as well. So it's not just about what you can do for him. I also think that you're going to gain a lot from this, and it will help you in your daily life as well. So enjoy it. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you both.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Have a good day.
Come on over to mikespirit.fm. You will have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. And get back in that chat room and start talking about me again. It's funny. Okay, and before we go back to the phone lines, I need to go to another short commercial break here. And if you want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm,
the home of the People Psychic.
Hi, and welcome back. Who just joined us, or who just tuned in? Welcome, whichever way you're listening to us, either in Blog Talk Radio or even in mikespirit.fm. You're more than welcome. My guest tonight is Andrew D. Andrew?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
He's steaming through the show, mate. It's already halfway gone.
It's gone absolutely nowhere, mate.
It's gone so quick, and we haven't even said anything about how to contact you. I mean, you can get hold of Andrew on Facebook. Andrew D, isn't it?
That's the one, yeah.
And it's D spelled as in D-E-E. Is that right?
That's it, yeah. I try to keep it as simple as possible, Mike, but some people can't even spell that. So D-E-E, yeah.
And if you want to contact Andrew on Twitter, it's Drew, which is D-R-E-W, then D, again, which is D-E-E, medium. Or even contact Andrew on his website, which is drewd.com.
Well, he's causing the fucking drama.
Friends. I do believe that we...
What was that?
I don't know. I do believe that we have Tondre on next. Hi, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, may I take your name?
Yes, my name is Tonetta.
Okay, and may I ask you where you're calling from?
I am calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, and what was the reason that you're calling for?
Well, I'm calling in. I would like to know what you see for me and Jason. I would like to know if you see him moving into my household anytime soon, particularly maybe this month or
Okay. Let me just cut in there, because the way that I work and the way that Andrew works is with the spirit world, okay? And what we will do is make our links to the spirit world here for you and see what comes of it, okay? I'm not going to go down any road of predicting things. I'm not going to, say anything that I'm not meant to. What I'm meant to do is to link to the spirit world. So is that okay if I do that there, Phil? Yeah? Is that okay if I do that?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let me link to the spirit world. Let me see where we're going, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, now instantly I know I'm aware of a gentleman that wants to make his link here to you. Now, I know that this gentleman is very much, I want to say to you, quite slight of his build before he passed on to the spirit world, okay? I know that I want to say to you, it was the heart that took this man over to the world of spirit, because I know that his heart is what took him on to the spirit world. I want to see to you, he links like a father on your father's side of the family here with you. I want to see to you that when he passed, he must have been around his late 50s, his early 60s, because I know that's the way he comes through here. So do you understand of a gentleman that would link to your father or your father's side that would have passed like his late 50s, early 60s, that would have passed the heart condition, is that right?
That probably would have been my grandfather.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I know as I've got your grandfather here with me, if I say to you that he's a well-dressed kind of a man when he was here with us, is that right?
Oh, yes. He was a professional tailor.
There we are. Don't give me any information, because I know that he's a well-dressed man, well-mannered
yes.
man. I believe he's very polite as he comes forward, because he wants me to be polite with you at the moment, okay? And he says okay. to me, my God, girl, you know, you and this is not going to come out the way it's meant to, but he says to me that you always learn, no, sorry, you always rush, you always run before you can walk. Does that make sense there, Jim?
I guess.
Okay. And he also tells me here that, you know, even though that you just asked me a question is...
Okay. Are you there? Hello?
Hello? Mike, are you there? Okay, Tanessa, can you hear me, can you?
I can hear you.
I can hear.
Okay, I think we've lost Mike slightly there.
Okay.
Right, okay, Tanessa, Mike's asked me to take over slightly. Sorry, my name's Andrew D, and I was listening in there, and he was talking about your grandfather there, and he said he was a well-dressed man, and I'm just repeating what he said just to get myself into the groove.
Right.
And it was you actually told Mike that your grandfather was a tailor. Would you understand? I mean, so that's correct so far, is it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I find this amazing, really, because spirit can do these things. And for some reason, perhaps your grandfather wanted me to step in here. But what I'm picking up very much at the moment, Tonetta, is I'm picking up young children around... Sorry, your grandfather's referring to young children around you at the moment. And by that, young children. And what he's telling me is... In fact, he's just said I've got to give a little bit of evidence. And he's telling me that there is a handkerchief that would with, and it looks like a letter H, a GH on, that would have been kept in the family. So, and it was never a handkerchief that he used. It was just something he kept in his top pocket. Would you understand where this handkerchief was after your grandfather passed away? Somebody was given the handkerchief and they keep it as a keepsake in the family. Would that make sense?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay then. Now, I'll tell you what he's doing. I know you said he was a well-dressed man, but he's making me aware of that he would have had very highly polished shoes as well. He went to work looking immaculate. Would you understand this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. But also, now, Mike said... Your grandfather wanted Mike to treat you with respect, but your grandfather was also very well respected where he worked and where he lived as well. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and what he's telling me there is, Tonetta, is that he's telling me that where you live and where you work at the moment around there. He's telling me that there are issues about respect at the moment, in that there are people who do not carry respect for you. Would you understand that as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And he's also telling me that this lack of respect for you is, you don't deserve this. And he's telling me that there's, I want to say, rumors, almost that people believe certain things about you where they don't really know you. Would you understand this?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what he's telling me is you need to set the record straight, because your grandfather was a very straight-talking man, and although he was polite, he put people in their place when it needed to be, but he did it with extreme delicacy, and that's the best way I can put it. And he said you are a chip off the old block, and he wants you to put the... I shouldn't tell you what to do, but he's telling me that you need to stand up and be counted and gain back. I'm not saying you haven't got any respect, but these people need to respect you for who you are and what you are, and they're not doing that. And he said, you know who these people are. Now, I want to place... sorry, would you understand that as well?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. Now, he's talking about your children as well. And he said, I know you asked a question about a certain gentleman and when will he move in, but your grandfather's
right.
telling me at the moment that, he said, at the moment, your children are your priority. And he's telling me there are some issues, I believe, with, I feel it's a son of yours. Would you understand that as well?
A son? I don't have a son.
Okay, I'm going to rephrase that then. Would you understand where there are some issues regarding school and school life with a young boy in the family, possibly even a nephew, because I think this is definitely a young boy and perhaps even a sister's child. Would you understand this?
No, my boyfriend, he has a little boy that's having issues in daycare. He's getting
right,
in trouble
okay.
all
Thank
the time
you.
In
Thank
daycare.
You. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for confirming that, because I was slightly adrift there, but I was aware of the young boy who's got some issues at the moment. And I really do feel at the moment, Sonetta, that you and your boyfriend, I think you are, from what your grandfather tells me, he's telling me that you actually get on very well together, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, and what he's telling me is, he's showing me two, almost like two roads coming together to become one road, okay? And he's showing me that symbolically, and I'm not going to flesh that out any more than that, but he's showing me where two roads that were quite far apart, ideas are coming together, thinking is coming together, and almost becoming, I want to say, the road becomes one. But he's telling me that young boy there is a vehicle. And I know it sounds a harsh way to say this, but he's telling me that you are coming together, but this little boy, you will figure out the issues at daycare, and you will find yourself suddenly talking the same language, because I feel as though at the moment, and your grandfather's telling me, that you're both slightly out of step with each other, just a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so just watch out for that, because he's showing me these converging roads, and he's telling me that you've got nothing to worry about. Just keep pushing forward. And he's also telling me, if I could just finish off, he's telling me that you've been sending your thoughts up to spirit, and he has heard your thoughts and your prayers. So can I just leave that with you?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for working with me, and I'll leave your grandfather's love with you. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you, and I am back. I do apologize. I suffering some technical issues then, but remember, if you go over to my archives on mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Andrew. And I do believe that we have Carol online next. Carol, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, and may I ask where you're calling from there, Carol?
Yes, I just got you by accident. I was looking through the radio blog. Is there anything you can... tell you about me that I should
know. Okay, well, I'll certainly do my best with you, Carol, and we'll see where we are going. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. There's a lady here, Carol, okay, that I believe would think towards your mom's side of your family, okay, and I know that as she looks at me, she says that she's, first of all, she shows me she's quite rounded in the face of when she was here with us. I know that she sits down and that tells me that she'll be confined or restricted towards the end of her life before she passed over to the spirit world. I know that she would have been quite laid back in her character. She accepted the conditions that she had before she passed. I do believe I need to say to you that she just got on with life, even though it was very difficult for us, but she just got on with it. I know that she makes me aware to say to you here that, you know, that she was quite sensitive. She was quite caring when she was here with us before she passed on to the spirit world. I do believe that that's what I want to put around you at the moment, that you're quite sensitive, that you're quite caring. And she says in somewhat way you remind her of yourself, okay, the way you look, it's very similar to the way she looks, okay, so you must follow your mum's side of the family, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and would I be right in saying that you would have been with, see, this must be like your grandmother, is that right?
My mother, she's gone.
So it's your mother, okay, I do apologize. But I know that I want to say that you, that I'm aware of this lady. I know I want to say that you, that she's around your life at the moment, okay? Now, Carol, if I said that to you that, you know, no matter what, the spirit world is going to walk with you, okay? Because you feel at the moment as if there's such a big hill to climb. There's such a hard journey in front of you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And if I say to you that you've been getting yourself all worked up, you've been getting yourself all upset about this, does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, what she makes aware of, she shows me as if there's tears rolling down my face here, okay? And that tells me that there's been an upset, there's been a hurt, and I believe that that's because that you feel as if you're battling all of this, okay? Whatever is going on in your life, she wants me to say to you that, you know, you're fighting hard to kind of get there. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay. And these tears, there's obviously been tears in your life. Is that right?
Sadness.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to bring around your vibration. She tells me here to say to you that she's very much there trying to uplift your vibration, trying to make you aware that you're not alone in your life at the minute, that, you know, that she's there with you, trying to guide you every step of the way. She tells me that it's almost like as if you're trying now to build like a deadline, if I can put it that way, that you're trying to say to yourself that it's the next few months. As long as we can get through the next few months, the rest of them are going to be a pushover, is that right?
Yeah.
See, because she says it to me that I need to be sympathetic here with you. I need to just give it to you the way that I receive it. Okay? She says it to me that, see, now before your mum passed, if I said to you that you would have been with your mum, you would have been around your mum's life, you would have tried to comfort your mum. Do you understand this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and she offers out her hand to me here, Carol, and I believe that's what she would have done. You would have held your mum's hand before she passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was there with her when she died.
Okay, because I know that's what she does. She offers out her hand to me. Okay, and I know that I want to say to you that it's like as if she just wants to do that to you at the moment because she wants to return the favor, okay? Now, as I'm full up with a cold at the moment, she wants me to say that there's healing. Now, if I come into your life at the minute, Carol, here, I know I want to bring healing into your vibration. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know I want to bring the healing vibration. And who's the one in your life now, if it's not yourself, that needs the... is it like the hospital or there's a... there's an appointment due. There's some kind of appointment that's due, isn't it?
My granddaughter, she has a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine, because she talks about there's an appointment that's due, okay? I know I want to say that to you that there's lots of healing. There's lots of energy that's coming in that way there to you, okay? So know that this lady, your mum, is very close on your vibration. She's trying to take care of you from where she's in the spirit world, okay? But she says to me, instead of feeling as if you're taking two steps forward and three back, let's try and push ourselves forward now, okay? Let's always work towards going forward, because I know that's what I want to say to you. Keep going forward. Keep moving onwards, because I know that's what I need to put in your vibration. Do you understand this?
I understand.
Good. Okay. Carol, I know I have to move on here, but before I do, let me just say here to you that there's something to do with, like, the month of, August. Do you understand August?
Yes.
Okay. And it must be, like, towards, like, 18th. Do you understand the 18th of August?
I believe that was my mom's birthday.
That's what, so you missed that?
Yeah, her birthday was in, yeah.
Yeah, you got it, good. That's okay, because she said to me, tell her the 18th, okay? So now again, that's the way that she brings her love forward. I want you to remember. That's okay, you take your love, okay? And remember, if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you will have a copy of that reading in America a little bit later on. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
And thank you. I appreciate
thank
your help.
Thank you. Bye now. That's okay. Okay, I need to go to another short commercial break, and I'm going to attempt, Andrew, to play this one. So bear with me, because sometimes we have a few difficulties when I'm doing things my end. But if people want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world? Then you need spiritual connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike Davis, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your spiritual connection.
No, I did say, you know, when I multitask, things don't go quite right, but never mind, we're here. And I'll finish off that what I started. If you call outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And let's go straight back to the phone lines here. I do believe that we have Caroline on next day. Caroline, are you there with us?
I am.
Hi, hello. How are you doing? Hi. May I ask you, Carolina, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alaska.
Oh, that's an absolutely amazing place, isn't it? So I hear.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, so I hear that's a very amazing place, a lovely country that you're in.
It's very beautiful here, yes.
Okay. And may I ask you, what was the reason that you called in for?
I had the sense to call in, the urging to call in. I've been ill lately. My dog almost passed and came back. And I'm just curious, since I queued up, if there's anything for me.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to my guest, to Andrew. Andrew, are you okay there?
I am, Mike, yes. And can I just say, I've been to Alaska, and it is beautiful. So, you're not wrong there, Caroline.
Well, I'm hoping to go there one day myself, but they were all over to you, Andrew.
Okay, thanks, Carol. Whereabouts in Alaska are you, Caroline?
I'm in Seward. It's south of Anchorage. It's on the coast.
Right. Yeah, I was up in Fairbanks, so that is quite a way south, isn't it? South of Anchorage, yeah. Okay, right, what have I got for you today? Right, Caroline. I think I'm starting with the cold as well. But, Caroline, would you understand, and I've suddenly just had, I think we can still call them, a Native American gentleman step in. But he's making me aware that if you haven't got links to the Native American community, that you wouldn't either relatives, but you would know some people, or you would have links to the community that they work in. Would that make sense to you, would it?
Yes, it does.
Right, okay, thank you. And this gentleman is just stepping up, and this gentleman's making me aware that not only do you have links to the Native American community, that you are quite closely involved, and I mean, almost would, I don't mean work in a daily work routine, I mean work as in liaise with them, or you speak to them regularly, or you have involvement with them. That's the word I'm looking for. You have regular involvement. Would you understand that as well?
Only on the spirit level, but I do, yes.
Ah, right. Okay, thank you. Because this gentleman has just stepped in from spirit. Now, what he's telling me is, and I'm going to come on to why he's come through in a minute, but he's making me very much aware that he's showing me, now, I've just heard him say the word white eagle. Now, would that make sense to you, white eagle?
Walking eagle.
Walking eagle, okay. We'll go with the W and the eagle. I'll claim that one. Because literally, and you know how it works if you're working with spirit, you know, you can pick up some of it. Sometimes, like, I hear the word dad, and people say, no, you just described my granddad. Okay, so we'll work with a walking eagle, and you would understand him as one of your guides, wouldn't you?
He's in flesh. Walking eagle, perhaps, is someone else.
Ah, right. Okay. What did you say? That's what, in flesh? What's that mean?
That means he's alive.
Ah, right. My apologies. Okay. Right. So you're saying walking eagle is still alive, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you. Right, because that's all I heard him. Right, I'm going to have to separate this out because there's a lot of information coming through. He just said, I just wanted to give you, I said white eagle, you said walking eagle. He gave me that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's who he is, but that's what he gave me as evidence for you. So what I want to do, I want to get a little bit more information from this gentleman. Right, now this gentleman is showing me a wolf running at the moment. So I'm going to leave that. I'm going to ask him why he's showing me this. But I tell you what he's talking to me about, Caroline. He's telling me that you feel the need to move on. And I feel almost like the way the Native Americans, and this is my belief, perhaps that they might move to seek pastures new and to find new areas to feed their animals or to feed themselves. He's telling me that you've got this urge to move on and you have a wandering spirit yourself. Would you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what he's telling me is that it doesn't, do you know what, this reading could be for me. I hope my wife's not listening. But what he's telling me, every time you find what somebody else tells you is a good reason to stay where you are, and it's a good reason to stay, you can never get rid of, as we say, you can never get rid of those itchy feet. You always feel the need to move on and experience new, I want to say, have new experiences and experience another aspect of life. Now, he wants me at the moment, he's taking you out of Alaska at the moment. So would you understand where you're looking to move on or even move further south? Because I'm being taken a lot further south here. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And what he's telling me is, excuse me, right, now he's making me aware of either a medical condition or an experience that you've been having. I want to say in your midriff, around the middle of your torso, even possibly with your stomach. But would you understand this sensation or this condition that you've been having? I feel it's almost like it's almost like an irritability that you've got there. Would you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And he's telling me that you've been prescribed tablets here, medical tablets, but you've been looking at natural remedies. And he's saying to me, go with the flow, go with what you know best. He said, you know what you're doing. And you know your herbs and your lotions and potions as well, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And he's telling me, you go with the flow. You know what you're doing. And he said, and you only you know your own body best. So I'll leave that with you. And very quickly, he's telling me that your wandering days are not over. He said, go where your heart, it's your head telling you not what you shouldn't do, but he's telling me that you need to follow your heart, he said, because that's your spirit telling you where you need to move to next, and you know where you need to go. So I'll leave his love with you, and thank you for talking to us today, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Caroline, if you want to come on over to mikespirit.fm, you will have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. So thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. I'll try to get there. Yes.
No problem at all. Thank you very much. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines, Andrew. It's a very busy show, isn't it?
Well, do you know what, mate? I don't even know where the time's gone. You know, it's been fantastic, and I'm just looking at the time now, and I think we've only got about 25 minutes left.
Well, something like that. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Susan on line next. Susan, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
That's okay. I may ask this, Susan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Susan?
Just to see if you have connection with anyone that I have on the other side.
Okay. Give me a second. I'll do my best to link to the spirit world here for you and see what comes through. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Okay, now there's a lady here, first of all, here with me here, Susan, okay? I do believe that as this lady is linking around my vibration, that she tells me that you understand her. So first things first, you understand the spirit world, is that right?
Do I understand what? I'm sorry?
That you understand the spirit world yourself, is that right?
I do.
Good, okay. Because she says, you understand me and you understand where I am, okay? Now, I do believe I want to say here to you that as this lady communicates, I want to say to you that her legs give her a lot of trouble. I believe she wants me to lift up my legs. I know that that's the way she would have been towards the end of her life. So I know that her legs would have swollen, her feet would have swollen towards her life. I do believe that I need to say to you there that before she passed, that she wants my hands to shake. And I believe that her hands were shaking, so whether she had like Parkinson's disease or something, I don't know, but I know that my hands are shaking quite violently, and I know that, you know, if I needed to hold on to things, I'd have to use two hands to grip hold of things, but I know that this is the way she comes through. I know that she's quite slight of her build before she passed this season. I believe that she's on your mum's side of your family as I'm connecting there. Did you understand of her?
No. I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Would you understand if I said to you, if you go back a generation from your mum, because I believe I'm in your grandmother's side of the family there. Sorry, your mum's side, but back as far as your grandmother. Now, would I be right in saying that there would be a large family there with your grandmother, is that right?
No, on my father's side, there's a large family.
Okay, maybe I'm getting it wrong, okay? But I know that there's a large family with this lady. I know that mm-hmm. she tells me that there was lots of boys, so I know that she would have had lots of, like, brothers. I believe it's, like, five brothers she keeps saying to me. So I know that there's lots of brothers.
No, that wouldn't be her.
Okay, we have a little bit more. Because, you know, I can only give you what she gives me, and, you know, in the old 19 years, and well, I've always done just that, just give exactly what I get, okay? Now,
right.
She says here to me that when she passed home to the spirit world, they want to see to her that she's in her 70s, and she makes her way of 73 of when she passed home to the spirit world, okay? She would have been here on her own for a little while before she passed, meaning that her partner would have went before her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's where she is, okay, that her partner would have went before her. She makes her way that there was lots of hospitals around her, so now that she would have either been, that she either passed in the hospital or she was in and out of the hospital for a while before she passed, because I know that there's a hospital connection here with this lady as she passes home to the spirit world. Now, I know as
okay.
well that she makes be aware to say that to you that she's been in your life for quite some time. Now, let me just connect with the lady and see what she has to say there to you, because, you know, I know myself, to me, communication, I kind of say no all night to you, because unless I go home and ask my mum and my dad to clarify things, because, you know, maybe we go back a little bit too far, fine. But I know that there's a large family. I know that there's, like, five brothers there with her. She makes a way of eight of them, okay? So I know that there's eight of them in the family.
Okay. I don't know where that's from then, because it's not any side of my family.
Okay. Now, I want to get it right for you so that you understand it there, Julie and I. Okay. Okay. She tells me that you understand of a gentleman that would have lost the use of his arm before he passed, either that he lost the use of it or he lost a part of his arm before he passed into the spirit world. Do you understand of a gentleman like that for me?
No.
Where does the William connect with you?
William?
Yes, William.
You said the William?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to change it because I know these people are with me. Okay. Let me just give you what you're coming to say. Okay. If I say to you there's a round vibration at the moment that you're waiting for, it's almost like as if you're waiting for someone to pull the mat from underneath your feet. It's like as if I started on something. I'm starting something new. I'm waiting for someone to take me down because it's going so well and I don't want it to stop. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
I know that this lady wants you to say to you, instead of waiting for that to happen, keep moving on, keep going forward. Don't stop at it, okay? Because I know that it's so positive, and I know that I want to say to you that your life is so positive at the moment. You need to keep pushing forwards, keep moving onwards, because I know that that's the right thing that I want to put around you, okay? Now, let me go back to what I said to you, that you are aware of the spirit world. Now, would I be right in saying that you... you see them every now and again, is that right?
No, I don't, but I think my mother has more connection than I do.
Okay. Because I know I want to say that there's certainty about connected. Okay. If it's not that you are not seeing them, okay, would it be right in saying that you see someone at the corner of your eye and when you turn around it disappears?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know of what I'm giving you is what I'm receiving, okay? And would I be right in saying that you sometimes blame the spirit world for things that happen around your vibration sometimes? So it's like, oh, they're off again.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
See, because I know that... you check up on these people because I know that they're there with you, okay? I know that they're around your vibration. Remember I said to you about the William, the gentleman that either lost a part of his arm or lost the use of his arm? There's a lady here as well that, as I said, that her legs would have given you a lot of trouble. She's a part of a big family. There's five brothers. There's eight of them all together. So there's three girls of five boys. I know that all that information will stick there with you as soon as you find out about it, okay? I'm going to stick with what I feel as well about being on mom's side, okay? Even though that... you know, I can't be wrong, and, you know, I don't proclaim to be perfect, but I know that, you know, well, I don't proclaim to be perfect, I don't want to be perfect, but, you know, I want to be as good as, okay, but I know I want to say that that's where this lady connects me with you. I know I want to say that you know, instead of you thinking it's your mind playing tricks with you, it's not. It's time that we started to work with it, because this thing of seeing things happens more frequently now, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, my mother, she has the real, I don't know, connection. She actually, the phone rings in the middle of the night at the same time, and she's heard doorbells ring. I mean, it sounds like it's actually the phone. It's not. I mean, she will actually wake up.
Okay, well,
and
you
I know
ask
my father, right,
okay,
to connect
you
with
ask,
her.
You ask your mom about the information I've just given you, okay?
Now,
as all of these shows that are... archived, and you can play them back. If you can play it to your mum, And then I'm sure that your mom will be able to tell you exactly where I'm going, in which direction I'm going, because I know what I'm saying to you is what I'm being received, okay? Now, as well, I know I have to say it to you as well. See, about this thing in your life that you're going forward and don't stand still. Now, I do believe I want to say to you that if you look back over your life, that you kind of have had things that happened in the past that's like repeatedly happen over and over and over again. And it's like, you know, it's like as if your life, you believe your life is not going to change because it's doomed to be this way, okay? I know I want to say to you, it's not doomed to be anyway. It's the way that we need it to be, the way that we want it to be, okay? So it's up to you to push on forward with it, okay? I'm not saying that you're negative, far from the word you're using, because I know that you're not negative. I know that you're a very uplifting, a very bubbly kind of person. But I know I need to say that to you, you know, instead of looking at it from a negative angle on the sense of I'm just going to wait for something or for something to happen. Instead of waiting there, let's push on with it, okay? Use your bubbly character-wise. Use your influence and your energy to push yourself forward. And don't let nobody hold you back, because I know that that's been a problem there for you in your past, isn't it?
That's definitely true.
Okay. You ask your mom about these people because I know that you will be clarified of who they are, okay? And once they're clarified, send them a thought because I know that they're around your vibration. And I have to move on, okay? And I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you so much for taking my call today.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. And look forward to speaking to you again. Remember, you listen to that in the archives. Come on over to mikespirit.fm and take a copy of it and let your mum listen to it. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay. Andrew, I think that we're down to the last quarter of an hour, you mate. I know that we need to go to another short commercial break here.
Okay.
But let me call out some numbers. The numbers you need to call in on is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, 001-760-283-4611. We'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening live here to myself, Mike Davis, and the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my guest here, Andrew. And I do believe that we have Cara online next there. Cara, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, may I ask you there, Cara, where you're calling from?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, and what was the question that you had here tonight?
Yeah, I want to know what you guys see for me as far as finances are concerned.
Okay, Andrew, it's all over to you.
Right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for that one, mate. Cheers. Right. Right. Okay, Cara. Right, what do we see for you? Right, first of all, Cara, just as I allow spirits to draw closer to me, I am aware of a gentleman, and we will come on to the question you've asked shortly, but when spirits step in, as Michael testified, you know, they do step in and, you know, they like to make themselves known as well. But, excuse me. Right. This gentleman, Cara, he's making me aware of being a cab driver. And I feel that this gentleman cab driving goes back a couple of generations in various forms, even as far as when horses were used as cabs to take people around. But would you understand a gentleman in spirit who would have been a cab driver before he passed over? Would that make sense to you?
No, I'm not. That's not ringing the bell for me right now.
Okay, then, right. Let's see what else he's got for me. Or he's showing... Ah, right, okay. He's showing me a cab. Right. Right, what... Ah, right. Do you know what? Spirit have a fantastic way of working, Cara. And the way he's showing me this is... Now, I know you asked a general question about just finances, but what this gentleman is showing me, and I've told him he's got to let me know who he is, but what he is telling me is it's a bit like taking a ride in a cab. And he said, your life at the moment is a little bit like taking a ride in a cab because it's not the cheapest way to get about town. And what he's telling me is that you are running up one heck of a fare. And what he's telling me here is, and the reason he's saying that is he said, people tend to jump in a cab when they've got maybe some loose change spare. And he's telling me that you haven't been paying attention to your finances. Would you understand that? Where perhaps you think, I'll look at them tomorrow and I'd rather not look today because I don't like what I might find. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, that does.
Okay, thank you. Now, what he's telling me here is that he said, with that, and as I said, a cab is not the cheapest way of getting about, and symbolically, he's showing me the cab, because not only are you not looking after your finances, he's telling me that there are things here coming thick and fast, and I want to say bills. Basically, there are bills being run up when they don't need to be. And what he's telling me is you have got the option, almost like somebody in a cab, to get out and walk and, you know, save yourself some cash. Now, he's told me about that, and I quickly need to establish who he is. Right. Would you understand the name Greta or Greta? I know I think we say Greta in this country, but you might say Greta over there. Would you understand that?
No, my paternal grandmother's name was Gertrude, but that's a woman.
yeah, okay. Greta, Gertrude, okay. Thank you. Now, very, very quickly, this gentleman is just showing me. He's telling me at the moment, oh, God. Right, I've asked him who he is and why he's here, and I need some evidence from him who he is. Right, he's showing me here, he passed away, he's telling me that he had, I feel this is very much a grandfather, and he's telling me that he had low blood pressure before he passed away, and he's telling me that he used to look irregularly, used to look ill. People would say to him, are you feeling okay today? And he would look off colour, if you know what I mean. And he's telling me that because of his low blood pressure, believe it or not, that did affect his breathing. Would you understand this with one of your grandfathers? And I want to say, on your father's side here.
He passed when I was really young, so that could be the case, but I didn't know him well.
Right, okay. Well, I'm going to ask you for one more thing, right? He's telling me that... right, okay. Now, he's telling me here, Cara, that... Right, let me just have a think. Right, he's telling me that where you live at the moment, he said, he's telling me as a way of a bit of evidence that you might have been told that he liked gardening or he liked looking after plants and flowers. And he's telling me, he said that you don't do that. He said you're not a great gardener. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Right, okay. And he's telling me your backyard could do with some care and some tender loving care. Would you understand that?
Well, I don't really have a backyard, but I have some plants that are kind of half dead.
Right, okay, that's good enough for me. Right, I've only got literally 2 minutes to go, Cara. But what he's telling me is he passed that on, and right, He wants to give me the name Benny or Benjamin to you as well before he goes. And what he said is, Cara, you can get your finances in order. He's saying, you think it's a case of earning more money, and the more I earn, I'll be able to sort myself out. But he said, it's actually facing up to the issue and the problem. And he said, I'm taking it on board and tackling it. And he said, even if you get some help, even just from a friend who's a little bit more aware of accounting and working with finances, he said, don't be embarrassed to ask for help. There's no such thing as a stupid question. So can I just leave that with you? He told me the answer is very much in your own hands. And he said, he knows you will work it out. So, and don't be worrying about Christmas, he said. Christmas is taken care of, okay?
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye. Thank you, Cara. Remember, if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the archives a little bit later, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, Andrew, we're done.
Hey. Yeah, wow, where's it gone?
We're almost there. You know, 5 minutes left of the show, and this, you know, it gives me time to thank you, Dealey, for coming on. It gives me time to say, you know, what a wonderful worker that you are for the spirit world. And just to say, you know, if you want to contact Andrew, it's Facebook, Andrew D, or on Twitter, it's Drew D Medium, or even on Andrew's website, which is www.drewd.com. So if you want to contact Andrew, then you're more than welcome. I know that if you want to come and see me live working this Wednesday, I'm at Trekenneth Community Centre in Caerphilly. If you want to go over to my Facebook page, there's information and there's an event created there. There's two of us working there. There's me and there's a good friend of mine, Lee Gameson. Lee Gameson has been on the show here before. Absolutely fantastic medium. Remembering, you know, if you wasn't lucky enough to get through onto the show today, I do apologize to you and say to you, you know, that there is another show on a Thursday, which is 6:30 p.m. UK time, and that's at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time or 10:30 Pacific Standard Time. That's this Thursday. It's a show where you can call in and have a reading, ask a question. So long as there are no questions like we'll be having in the chat room tonight, then we'll be fine.
I think you need to speak to your lady friends.
Well, the thing is, I'll be on my own Thursday and I'll get a little bit embarrassed, you know, tonight, because I've got you there to back me up there, Andrew. But, you know, I suppose, you know, the next thing for me to say really it's good night from me and you. And
good night, everybody. Thank you for coming in and listening.
That's right. And it's good day or good afternoon, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.